Now entering Nerdist.com.
Well, this is amazing. This is something that happens very rarely.
Oh, in this game? Forget it.
It happens once every 50 years in this game.
I can't even think of the last time it's happened.
Neither can I, truthfully.
I mean,
I'm racking my brain.
You look back through the annals of... Yeah, I said back.
Yeah, back it is.
You run back through the annals.
Oh, damn it.
Of snacking podcasts. You're going to come across very, very few instances where this specific event occurs.
Right. I will say nil.
Nil that I can think of?
Next to nil. Look at nil and then check out the guy beside nil. That's what this is.
Right next to nil.
Right next to nil. I think the mateys, ahoy mateys, welcome to today's podcast with your hosts, Michael Ian Black.
And Thomas Cavanaugh.
Mike and Tom eat snacks.
And we here are the purveyors of mates, and how to describe this day, Michael?
Balloon drop.
Celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Rice in the air?
Absolutely. Flavored rice, all kinds of snacks being thrown about.
Yeah.
It's a milestone. We're passing a milestone today. Our 50th episode of Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
5-0. Oh, no.
Stormtroopers hitting the ground.
It's an exciting, momentous achievement.
We are so excited. We barely can contain ourselves.
I'm uncontainable at this point.
You're uncontained.
I had to put on my Under Armour sportswear. That's the only thing that can contain me right now.
Yeah. The dry fit?
Yeah, of course the dry fit.
Of course.
Well, because it wicks.
It wicks.
That's the word I'm looking for.
You're looking for wicks. It wicks away the moisture,
yep.
And you're dry inside.
Yep.
You know, you've got a film of moisture on the outside of your garment, mm-hmm. but inside you're toasting in front of the fire.
Yeah, I'm wicking away today.
Absolutely. And well, you should, because today is the kind of day when one wicks.
It's a celebration. I mean, there's no other way to put it. It's a celebration.
I would suggest
it's linsational.
It's linsane. We got to 50. Us,
mm-hmm.
couple of podunk ne'er-do-wells. Look at us. Couple of small town rubes. Couple of out of town Jaspers get together, and what do? Decide they're going to maybe try and put one podcast out there.
That was a dream I didn't even think I could achieve.
Right, for the viewing public. And look, they're not even viewing.
That's the amazing thing.
I know. And we thought, if we could get one, just one, right? We shook hands, we agreed, we cut blood and spat, and we said, if we can get one out there.
Call it a day.
Absolutely.
Pull the covers up, go to bed.
That's it. We've done something. We're driving home, chucking ourselves in the shoulder.
Sure.
Going, you did something today, kid.
Oh, yeah.
But two? I mean, I didn't think two.
Two, if one was a dream, two... What was a fantasy?
A fantasy.
At best, a fantasy.
At best. And 10?
No, 10.
Well, 10 becomes philosophy. I mean, a man's reach should exceed his grasp.
Yep.
Or what's a heaven for? And that's really where we were with this.
Oh, yeah. By the time we got to 10.
I mean, at that point, we started to read our own press a little bit. You know, we started to get in there a little bit with the dark side of the celebrity world. And folks, if you don't know it, there is a dark side.
Well, look, if you combine instant success with youth, which is what we both have, with snacks,
mm-hmm.
that's a recipe for destruction, self-destruction of the worst possible kind.
It is. That's where the bladder overflows and the snake becomes a serpent. It's not all snakes and bladders at that point. At that point, it's being drawn down into the pits of hell. You remember that scene in your mom's favorite film, Lord of the Rings, where Gandalf.
Sure, Gandalf.
He yells to the wee hobbits, run! Stupid hobbits. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he says stupid.
No, that's the quote.
You idiot hobbits. That's something, the quote. Something is more like,
run, you stupid idiot hobbits.
Run, you stupid idiot hobbits. Yep. Run, you idiot hobbits. Mm-hmm. Because there he is. He's there's got some big cave monster has lashed him around the ankles and is dragging him down into the pits of hell.
That's where we were after 10.
Kind of where we were. We were falling like Gandalf.
Yeah. And the idiot hobbits we were talking to? Ourselves.
Right. I didn't even notice. I mean...
That's the scariest part of it.
To me, being in some Park Avenue bodega at 4 o'clock in the morning with a bunch of blow and hookers just seemed like the most normal thing in the world.
Sure. Hey guys.
I'm fine.
Right. There's no problem here.
Let me just
pick up some quick snacks and we'll be on our way.
We're good. I find my shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't shake a little bit at 4 o'clock in the morning
Absolutely.
And sweat? That's why I'm shaky and sweaty. I'm fine. I'm fine.
Yeah.
You got something around on your...
It's just Rice Krispie Treat. That's all that is. Rice Krispie Treat.
Yeah? Maybe you should go home. You got something sticking out of your arm.
No. That's just Slim Jim. That's all that is. Just
it
Slim
looks like
Jim.
A syringe.
No, it's just Slim Jim.
Okay. All right. Where are your pants? What's that running down your leg?
Blood. That's blood and cum.
Okay. But maybe you should go home and have a little nap.
Yeah. I'm all right. Let's go.
Okay.
A lot of those nights.
Yeah, a lot of those kind of nights where we'd pile into a cab and just as quick pile out of the cab once the cab driver got a look at us.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, because episode 10, we wised up,
mm-hmm.
got a stretch Hummer.
Mm-hmm. And a lot more space.
A lot more space. I mean, I'm not saying I miss it, but around 35 when we started to clean our act up and realize, man, there was no turning back from where we were.
No.
You know, you found God, and it was good that he was near your house.
So good, because I wasn't...
I don't know that you would have found him otherwise.
I wasn't... My engine block wasn't real strong in those days, and there was a good chance my car wasn't going to make it much further than I went.
Mm-hmm.
So thank goodness.
Thank
God
he was close.
Oh.
God's proximate, and that's one of the best things about God.
One of my favorite things is that he's proximate.
Yeah. Approximate God...
Helpful.
Yeah.
Omniscient God, pain in my ass.
Knows everything you're doing.
No. Just be proximate, dude.
Proximate's fine.
Yeah. Just be near.
I don't know that he necessarily wants to be omniscient. I think those were rules drawn up, you know, in old scroll days.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's like, the stuff these people are doing, I want to turn a blind eye.
I think at this point it's just blah, blah, blah. I've seen it all, done it all.
If I'm next door, I can hear the music. Mm-hmm. I don't need to know exactly what's going on. I know what's going on. Like you say, seen it, done it.
Right. Proximate God, you're my bud.
So, today, I mean, quandary much?
Yeah, really.
Because you celebrate the 5-0 magic.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just celebrate with gravel and peanuts. You know, gravel and peanuts is something you may have. Episode 20.
Sure.
Picking, you know, the pebbles out of your arachids.
Or even 21.
Even 21, mm-hmm. you could be gravel and peanuts. But 50 needs to be something. You have a stamp. You need to say something.
You got
to
say something, but you can't speak too loud with 50.
No, because unspoken in that discussion is the fact that you're not 100.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not the century mark.
Right.
You know, it's like, yeah, you can celebrate your 5th anniversary.
Sure.
You could celebrate your 25th, but everybody knows when you're counting down in the snack game, when you hit 50, you know,
Good on you.
Well, great. You know, you're next to nil.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if you can make 50, suddenly the discussion has got to be about 100.
Yeah.
You know?
And then you start thinking, well, what are we going to do for 100? Let's just look.
Let's not worry about
that. We're at our own bridge.
Yeah, exactly.
We've reached a bridge.
We didn't think we'd get here. We got here.
We're going to cross it today. And then we'll start thinking about the next bridge. But, as you said, in that discussion, you can't go all the way. There's certain things you got to hold back. Look, I'm telling you right now, it's not going to be Oreos today.
No, and what's funny is I think probably a lot of the mateys thought it would be Oreos.
I'm sure they. What else would they think? Oh, 50 Oreos.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be Oreos.
I did too.
You know why?
Because we had said it was going to be Oreos.
Well, because of the O.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
Then guess what? There's two O's in Oreos.
Mm-hmm.
There's two zeros in what?
Zoo.
And 100.
Okay.
So I don't know that those are zeros. I think those are O's
in
zoo.
Uh huh. I have a hard time distinguishing between O's and zeros.
Well, they look similar. You might say one's a little more ovular.
Depends.
Maybe one's a little more oblong.
Give me the font. I don't know.
Yeah. If it's Ariel?
Oh, Ariel, yeah. 100, not zoo.
Gotcha. So Ariel makes it a clearer distinction.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you had said...
University.
I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. Helvetica. Then I'm talking... There's just a circle.
Then you're talking like this if it's Helvetica.
Yeah, because it's crazy.
Yeah. What's your favorite font?
Times New Roman.
Sure.
14 point?
Yeah. Yeah. Times New Roman.
Yeah.
14 point.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's a good font.
You know, although if I lived in the country...
Oh, you wouldn't write Times New Roman in the country.
No, my favorite font would probably be Mud Scrawl. That might be my favorite font.
Uh-huh.
If I were in the country, Mud Scrawl.
Right. Well, when you go out to your country estate...
Uh-huh.
And you're writing...
Yeah.
Mud Scrawl?
You know, it's funny. In my country estate, because it's so opulent and luxurious and rich, I kind of go 12 point Times New Roman.
Okay.
Only because... There's nothing country about my country estate.
No, there really isn't. Now, when they shocked Downton Abbey there, did you make... Was that profitable for you?
Well, I had real trouble when they shot that because for the first week, I'm the host.
Right.
I kept calling it Downton Abbey.
Oh, right. You didn't know.
I didn't know.
How were you going to know?
But then I was the gregarious...
Right.
What a puff that guy is. What an idiot. You know, everyone kind of like talked about me behind my back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought I'm going to be a gregarious host. I'm going to be the winner here.
Right.
And instead, I was the loser.
I don't like that.
No, well, you know, they're
such
Brits.
It's such a good show.
And I don't even know how. I mean, they're mocking me to my face. I have no idea because the Brits.
Right. Like, what are they saying?
Stuff like, "Oh, you're a right idiot." I'm like,
they would say things like, "Are you all right, idiot?"
That's what I thought.
And
but they were saying, "You're a right idiot."
Oh, you're a right idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah. You're not exactly a top man, are you?
Oh,
I was like, "I'm not." And then they would all giggle and smirk and raise their tea to each other, and I didn't get it.
Right.
You know, it's no fun. It's no fun being the fat kid.
No.
It's no fun being pushed outside.
Mm-mm.
I'm trying to do a thing. I'm trying to host it. Sure. Am I looking for a little attention?
Yeah.
You know, am I happy for the attempt to be magnanimous?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they can just throw you in the background of a scene. You're not asking for much. Just put me in the background.
I ask for a line, but if I don't get a line, I don't get a line.
Let me be a footman.
You know, if I can be a footman,
right?
You know, I would be happy.
Right.
They'll be walking a shoe through right. on a
more tea, my lord. More tea, my lord.
Well, do you want more tea then?
Yeah, great.
That's all. I'm a footman, so I don't have a sophisticated accent.
No, you're a commoner.
Oh, you show me your breasts.
Yeah, great.
Like that, right?
Right.
Yeah, and...
I want to see your boobies.
I want to see your boobies.
Lady Mary.
Excuse me, Lady Mary Moore, see your boobies.
Right.
So, right, something like that.
Yeah.
Of course they didn't.
Ugh.
You know, and I practiced and practiced and practiced, so I'd be ready, you know, when the time came, and the time never came.
Huh. Well, what about when they were shooting some of the scenes where they were up in the dining room? That then?
When they're up in the dining room, it was interesting because I was allowed to be in the dining room... For as long as I wanted. I could be hanging around, rehearsal, you know, and I would kind of like, you know, walk by and nod. Like
right.
maybe thinking the director would say, oh, we need a guy to walk by and nod right there.
Yeah.
You know, they're kissing and I kind of walk by and nod.
Yeah, and for the viewers out there, and I know they're not viewers, I'm watching him nod right now. He's doing a great job.
Ah, well, you know, it's a modest talent. I appreciate you saying that. But
it's not a modest talent. A lot of guys over nod.
You know,
a lot of guys under nod.
Sure, sure. I'm not in there bobbing like the bird that can't stop. You
no,
know? That's not me.
Perfect. One and done.
Bang.
Yeah.
Respectful, but don't notice me too much.
Right. Not supercilious.
It's not about me.
No.
It's about an agreement, a pact that we have as individuals.
Right. A social compact that exists in this country at this time.
Exactly.
And
right.
You're executing it beautifully.
Well, I appreciate you saying
the
that.
The nod alone tells me where I am. More than that, it tells me when I am.
And it tells me tells you a little bit about who I am, I hope.
Yeah.
And that's the contract that we have together. What I was trying to convey and...
Conveyed it to me, friend.
Well, I appreciate it. And I thought I was doing a bang-up job on set. And the second I started walking in the scene, I was just tackled and asked to politely. It'd be so nice if you didn't do that.
Right.
They said to me. And I was allowed to stay in the kitchen just off the dining room, but I really couldn't see anything.
Were you wearing the tuxedo? Maybe that was the problem.
You know, I'm a guy that likes to think that if I wear a tuxedo, I'm not saying I was wearing a tuxedo, but if I wear a tuxedo, it's a sign of respect.
Of course.
You're British. I've seen Titanic. I know the difference between steerage and first class. The first class people wear tuxedos and they slick back their hair.
Mm-hmm.
I wore a tuxedo, I slick back my hair.
Great.
Great, except I haven't worn a tuxedo since attending your bar mitzvah, mm-hmm. and it was the same tuxedo. Did it fit? No, it doesn't fit, but skinny is in, you know, and tight is in these days. I thought it's fine.
So this is the one with the paint splatter cummerbund?
Yeah, and I couldn't quite get the pants up over my haunches.
I love that tuxedo.
So they were the pants. I mean, I think it's a good – the paint splatter cummerbund and – yeah.
And it comes with the paint splattered bow tie.
Yeah.
And the paint splattered
and
suspenders.
I had them both on.
Oh.
So?
I'm not understanding the problem.
I know. I don't – you know, sometimes, Michael, I have to tell you, there's a disconnect between Britain and America. I know it's an unpopular position. I know everybody loves Downton Abbey. Downton?
Downton Abbey.
Yeah, that killed me.
Yeah, that might have been your undoing right there.
They're like, I'm sorry, you don't know Charles VIII? I'm like, no, I don't. I thought it was Henry VIII. They're like, well, have fun in Indianapolis.
Right.
You know, and I don't follow. Yeah. And so I nod and I laugh because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to seem like I'm unintelligent.
Right.
But it was a nightmare. But anyway, so long story short, they're coming back for the next season.
Yeah, well.
You know, I'm going to try and up my game. I've got a different tuxedo. It's actually the same tuxedo, but I cut them off at the knees. And I
want to get in there. Well, if you watch the show, they're not showing below the knees anyway.
Well, what's nice is I figured out a couple different ways to chloroform and steal away Michelle Dockery.
Which one is that?
The good-looking one.
No, a lot of good-looking ones.
I don't see it that way.
Right. That lady, is that Lady Mary?
Oh, yeah, I'll expect so.
Is that
so.
Lady Mary?
Yeah, yeah.
Lady Sybil?
Oh, I don't know, do I?
The youngest one is Lady Sybil.
Okay, it's her then.
No, the oldest one is Lady Mary.
That's who it is.
Yeah.
Wait, Elizabeth McGovern?
No, she's the mom.
Ah.
She's the mom. You should know. You were there the whole time, Tom.
Since Shoot the Moon, I can only see her. Mm-hmm. I can only see her in Sean Penn's arms. And so, for me, she's a young person. Anyway, yes, I was there the whole time. But like I say, I was not always invited to participate.
Well,
but when I kidnap that woman...
No, see, I don't think that that's the way you
want I think that's the way to do it. Because then I'm like, I'm sorry, do you want to see one of your lead characters again?
Right.
Write a scene between her and I.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, it could work. Yeah. It could work.
I think it could. I think it's... I mean, I've thought it out. I think it's going to be good. Sometimes I find with the Brits, if you kidnap somebody that is dear to them,
mm-hmm.
they crumble a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So... I guess
we'll see how that plays out.
At some point, I have to give Thatcher back. But look, I mean, it hasn't hurt America so far. We're still number one.
Oh, yeah.
We're way more number one than they're number one.
Oh, yeah.
Even if we're not number one, say we've slipped to, what, 24?
Right, they're 25.
They're 25.
They're always going to be...
We're ahead of them.
Always.
Yeah. And if they can resurrect Churchill, they have a shot. Until then, we're the boss.
Yeah. Devil dogs.
Ladies and gentlemen... He just said devil dogs. I mean, Magic, how to describe to the uninitiated the devil dog?
There's no – well, first of all
– these are Drake's, by the way. Drake's devil dogs. One word. Devil dogs. Cream-filled devil's food cakes.
That's right. That's exactly how you would describe it. And in fact, exactly how the good people at Drake's do describe it. Creme-filled – devil's food.
You say cake. Creme.
Well, because they spell it C-R-E-M-E.
Not
always
C-R-E-A-M.
Gonna be,
yeah,
right. It's always going to be creme to me.
I gotcha.
You want me to pronounce it cream, spell it like you write dream, but with a C.
Gotcha.
Dream
gotcha.
C.
So if you see C-R-E-M-E, you're like creme.
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 Oh, yeah. Which is fancy cream.
Fancy cream is creme.
Yeah.
Creme de menthe.
Right.
Yeah.
Fix me some creme.
Yeah, well, good use.
Okay.
Good description.
Right.
Fix me some creme.
So this is your classic box of devil dogs. 8 creme-filled devil's food cakes. The freshness has been guaranteed on these. They come in a pleasant box of 8. Now, I got to tell you, I am predisposed to not liking devil dogs.
That's interesting that on our 50th, you come out of the gate saying, I'm predisposed... to not like them.
Well, the podcast, as you know, really has nothing to do with whether or not we like the individual snacks. The reason Devil Dogs is a good 50th episode snack is because it is a cultural snack icon. Everybody knows the Devil Dogs, but look, it's not a Twinkie.
Ain't a Twinkie, no.
Twinkie's 100. You get to 100, then you can do. Then you've earned the Twinkie.
You've earned the Twinkie.
At 50, I think you probably earned the Devil Dog.
You know, in terms of status, I just feel you've nailed it. 50 is incredible. Great. 50 is a celebration. Devil Dogs, we're honored to have you, and Devil Dogs, I feel, should be honored to be here. Oh. It's not 100.
No.
It's also not 100. You can't do this podcast without staring at yourself in the mirror and seeing what is reflected back to you.
Yeah, and look, I'm proud of what I'm seeing in the mirror today.
So am I. I mean, when we did that one to say 50, I would have taken one of those rotary saws and tried and sliced off your arms at the elbow if you had said 50 to me then.
Yeah, I don't know why that would have been your reaction, but I understand the larger point, which is that you would have...
I would have had to do something outlandish,
right,
to express my disbelief at someone bringing 50 into play. I mean, a rotary saw, maybe not. You know, I could have taken a scythe and just kind of...
Well, even
like,
so. I mean, the fact that your instinct is just to go graphically violent.
No.
As opposed to even just a hand clap or a party balloon.
No, my point is simply that if you said to me 50, then I would be, you know... I would just simply wait for you to step out of the garage and then ram you with a Jeep, you know, crushing.
Jesus, Tom.
No, I'm just trying to say about 50. I'm talking about 50.
I'm glad I didn't say 50.
But had you said 50.
No, I understand.
You know, my instinct would have been to poleaxe you kind of right between the ears. With a metal pipe. Just because of the 50.
Right, it's not anger. It's not anything. It's just surprise.
It's like 50, I'll kneecap you.
Oh,
you know,
God.
At 50, your scrotum needs to be on display, gutted and wrapped in white paper. I don't, it's got nothing to do with violence. You know, just when I hear 50, I need to wrap your intestines around a Ferris wheel.
No,
just because of the 50.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. But that seems like such an extreme reaction.
To shave your nose off and reattach it stitches while you're conscious watching me to the top of your head. That's because of 50.
Yeah.
That's 50.
No, I get it. I get it.
Because 50 is significant.
It's significant.
And we have the Devil Dog. Now, Ann Mecca. My friend Ann Mecca.
Sure, Ann Mecca.
She lives in New York. She runs half the world of advertising. Not all of it, half the world of advertising here in New York. Look, Mecca's a catch. So you listen to what the beautiful ladies say to you. I mean, you say that all the time.
That's what it's my constant
It's your
refrain.
Mantra, right?
You listen to what the beautiful ladies tell you.
So she tells me, stick it in the fridge.
Oh, no.
The freezer.
There you go.
Right, stick it in the freezer. I'm like, stick what in the freezer, Ann Mecca?
Right. Thinking to yourself, she probably means the Devil Dogs.
Yeah.
And that's probably, and is that what she meant?
Yeah, she meant the Devil Dogs.
Okay. So you were right. You just want
to
clarify.
Yeah, I needed to clarify.
Right.
She goes, stick it in the freezer, then eat the Devil Dog.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's something?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're here today to test that theory.
Now, hold on a second. Now, did you notice what I noticed?
Yeah. The gas in this thing, is that what you're talking about?
Yes. The freezer seems to have puffed out the plastic packaging.
Yeah.
I did a point of comparison. Now, that's the sound of the puffy plastic. That's the sound of the room temp plastic.
Well, what you have there, Magic, is heated air versus cold air. The heated air expands, Magic. That's going to fill up your...
Right. The heated air inside...
Now, it's colder in... Because what I'm saying is it's colder... Outside the bag, right, and inside the bag.
So that when they say freshness guaranteed, they mean there's a vacuum lock in this packaging.
And we've just proved that they take their freshness seriously. It's written on the bag, on the box, folks, stamped on the box, freshness guaranteed. They're not messing over there at Drake's.
Now, on the outside, just judging by appearances, the Devil Dog, as you probably know, looks like a ice cream sandwich.
Yeah.
Just without the ice cream part or the traditional cookie part.
It's got a creme filling, but it does indeed look like an ice cream sandwich. A long ice cream sandwich.
Yes, a little dog bone shaped.
Yeah, yeah. And about 4 inches long and 1 inch wide.
Yeah, it's a nice looking snack cake.
It is.
It's got a little sheen to it. Makes me think it might be just a touch greasy, but I'm looking at my fingers and not too bad. You know, if I'm gonna eat a snack cake, I'm not afraid to get a little grease on my fingers.
No, you're not afraid. So I'm gonna take a bite.
All right, Tom's taking a bite of the Devil Dog. I noticed something right away, which is you bit from the side, not from the top.
You know why I did that?
I know exactly why you did.
Tell me why I did that.
To get the creme.
Yeah. I went for the creme.
But to me, if you're making the Devil Dog, you want the creme to go all the way to the end. You don't want to have to go for a side bite
I couldn't do the delayed gratification. I needed creme right off the bat.
I'm noticing on one end of my devil dog,
kind of like my college days. Oh, yeah. Go on.
On one end of my devil dog, the creme goes right up to the end. The other side, it doesn't.
So are you going to go delayed gratification and eat the side that doesn't have creme or the side that has creme? Well, you're good.
Yeah.
You're going to go cremeless because you're going to wait to get the creme later.
Mm-hmm. I got a little bit of creme.
You know what your style of eating that thing is? Tantric.
That's right. I'm a tantric devil dog. This could take me 8 hours. But when I finish...
I'm going to scarf mine back in 8 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did you like your first bite?
I liked it. I have to say, I'm with Anne. I like it chilled.
Mm-hmm. Not something I would have ever thought to do.
That adds to it somehow for me.
Well...
Makes it feel maybe, I don't know, fresher slightly? I don't know. It's not frozen,
sandwich.
Folks. We didn't have it in the freezer, but it's not frozen. It's chilled.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe therein lies a difference.
So,
what did you think of your first bite?
Here's my problem with the devil dog.
Go on.
Which I knew going into this.
Mm-hmm.
The devil dog,
mm-hmm.
for my money,
mm-hmm.
it's dry.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
I knew the same and was hoping that maybe this one, because it looked, like you said, it seemed to have a little sheen. I thought maybe this one's moist. No. It depends on the cream for its moisture, mm-hmm. but the chocolate coating is dry.
It's dry.
It's dry.
The problem,
they must know that.
Of course they know it.
It works for us. People have not stopped buying devil dogs.
No, but have they ever really started? That's the question.
Wow.
Have they ever really started buying the devil dogs?
Wow. I think so, yeah. I think people buy them.
Sure, for years.
Yeah.
But is it anybody's favorite? Is anybody going nuts over the devil dog?
No.
Maybe, you know, Aunt Mecca.
The devil dog lurks in the shadow of the Twinkie. There's no other way of saying it. And the devil dog's got to know that. You know, they're like, okay, look, we need to carve out our niche. We need to... The devil dog needs to be the devil dog. The devil dog is...
Dry?
Not about conquering.
Right. We're about being dry.
Uh-huh. But we got creme.
We got creme, but Twinkie has creme.
To save us. Yeah.
Listen, you're clearing your throat.
Yeah, because it's dry. I got a little bit of... Yeah. I got a little bit of dusty chocolate in the back of my esophagus. That's why
I'm
choking.
I've always thought that the problem with the devil dog is that the cake is too thick. That if they could just reproportion it somehow.
Or add as much creme as appears to be on the package cover.
Well, the package makes it look like it's just chock full of creme, and it's not.
It ain't chock full of creme.
It's creme spread. There's a nice spread of creme, but it's not chock full.
Look, here's the thing. They're good. The creme is good. There's too much dry.
Yes.
There's too much dry.
You've hit the nail on the head.
I just took a big bite, and I defy anyone to go grab a devil dog, take a big, substantial bite, and tell me there's not dry there.
There's dry there. If these Drake's people were smart, they'd put a glass of milk on the box, as if to say they're meant to be enjoyed with milk.
I'm gonna bet you $7 that in the next year, you're going to see a box of devil dogs with a glass of milk on it.
I'll take that bet.
Because they're probably like, holy crap. Do you hear what he done said?
That'll solve all their problems overnight.
Folks, sure it's dry.
It's meant to be dry.
We're not
going to
make it not dry.
Right.
Go get yourself some milk. What are your legs broke? Go to the fridge and get yourself some milk. Boom. They say that. They don't have to change a single thing with their ingredients.
No.
They just come up, they try out the same ingredients, and then they don't have to be any milk in the box. You go get your own milk. But they'll suggest it by having the glass of milk on the box covered.
Oh, you could even
say.
The
quickest fix ever.
You could even say.
Enjoy with milk.
Serving suggestion.
Yeah.
Honestly, if they were smart, they'd write serving mandate.
Yeah.
Because
don't come and eat this without milk.
Do you have milk?
I got milk.
You can do me a favor. Just pour a little bit of milk. Let me see if I enjoy it a little bit more.
Coming
up. Eating the devil dog with the milk.
Coming up.
Tom is going into Mates Worldwide headquarters kitchen. He's rummaging through the various cabinetry that we have, opening the industrial-sized commercial refrigerator where we store all of the Mates liquids, pouring a glass of... Now, what kind of milk is that?
Oh, I go organic whole.
Organic whole milk, which really is the perfect accompaniment to a dry and dusty devil dog.
There's magic. I'm not big on the skim.
Tom is saying he's not big on the skim.
I'm not big on the healthy milks.
Doesn't like the healthy milks. Doesn't like the 1%, the 2%. If he's going to drink milk, he wants milk.
I want milk.
He wants it just as it came out of the teat.
Yeah,
whole.
I like, I like teat milk.
Yeah, this is a fella who likes teat milk.
All right, so now we have our milks.
Now I'm not going to dunk it.
No, come on! You're not Janelling that.
No, I mean I'm not going to dunk it, or am I? I'm neither going to dunk nor Janelle it. Yeah, I'm going to eat it.
And the viewers know, and it's worth noting, they're not viewers, that a Janelle and a dunk,
two different things.
Okay, so here's magic. He shoved that into his face. He's chewing, and now he's taking a slug of milk.
Better,
huh? So not. You're not damning it with faint praise, but you're not going overboard.
This is a very specific conundrum I'm having.
It's
the devil dog, because it's frozen or chilled, is colder than the milk, which I don't like. I want to try that. I'm going to open a devil dog at room temp.
I tell you, let's both try this test with that room temp devil dog.
Mm-hmm.
You split that in half?
Of course I will. I'll take the drier half.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's big of you.
All right, so now I'm going to...
So now you're...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's taking a bite, ladies and gents.
Room temp. I'm going to Janelle a little bit.
Now he's taking a slug of milk, another slug.
Yeah.
It's met with not outright distaste, but...
It's not improving it to the degree that I thought it was going to improve it. I thought it was going to be revelatory. It isn't.
It's weird it's not. And the reason is the ratio. There's just so much. I mean, so much cake.
Now I gotta satisfy my own curiosity. Now I am gonna dunk.
I'm Janelling right now.
No, the dunk doesn't work either. There's some sort of mismatch that I can't quite put my
finger
on.
There's a mismatch too. I just Janellied it. It wasn't a satisfying Janelli. Part of it is because, and it should. Partly because it's dry but not dense, and therefore doesn't contribute itself to a great Janelli.
Right, it's an airy cake. There's a lot of air. There's a lot of bubble.
Yeah.
So the texture isn't that affected. Where if it was a denser cake and you got the milk to open it up a little bit, it might work some of its magic.
Yeah, like a date rape drug.
Well, I don't know that I would go to date rape drug necessarily. I was more thinking, I was keeping it more in like an Oreo. You dunk it and it kind of opens it up a little bit.
Yeah, gotcha. I see what you're saying now.
I was not thinking.
No, you weren't implying that. No, you weren't saying that at all. You wouldn't imply your paramours with devil dogs.
I'm not sure that you're following me.
I
think what you're saying,
I think it's dangerous to follow you, you know, as a general rule. But I'm just saying you're not plying your paramours with devil dogs.
But it sounds like, correct me if I'm wrong, but by saying...
You're not wrong.
Okay.
Okay, good.
When I hear you say...
Yeah.
You're not plying your paramours with devil dogs.
Your dates. Uh-huh.
And which I'm agreeing with, incidentally. Implied in that, based on a previous statement, is that one of us, possibly me, but more likely you, is plying your paramour's dates with date rape drugs.
What?
Because earlier we had made a comparison, and I was saying it could open it up more, the milk, and you said, oh, like date rape drugs.
Yeah,
and I said I was thinking more like Oreos.
Right, Oreos. You said Oreos,
and then I said I wouldn't do that.
Right,
and then you came back with, oh, so you wouldn't apply your paramours with, and I thought what I thought you were going to say was date rape drugs.
No.
But you said devil dogs.
Yeah.
Which to me infers that one of us is giving our dates date rape drugs.
Oh, that's crazy.
It is crazy, right?
I don't know where you get that.
You know what? It's probably me.
My paramours, right? My dates.
Right.
All right. When you say, for example, to these people, what can I get you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're slipping them some stuff into their drink, right? You're not in any way.
Slow down for a second. I'm just processing what you just said.
Yes, go on.
And incidentally, I'm finishing my devil dog, so it clearly can't be that bad. I'm eating the thing.
I don't know that is any standard when it comes to you and me for whether something is good or not.
Well spoken. It's there.
It's in front of us. We'll eat it.
you said, when I'm with my dates, and then I slip something into their drinks.
Or my paramours.
Right, and I slip something into their drinks, and then you kept going. And then I registered what you said.
What?
You said, and when I slip something into their drinks.
Yeah. Yep.
Which is exactly what you do with date rape drugs. You put it in their drinks.
Oh, no, you're misreading the whole situation.
Okay. Okay, you've got to go. I'm thrilled I'm misreading it.
Okay.
And this is one case where I'm happy to be wrong.
Okay, first off, agreed. In terms of respect for women, mate stands for that.
That's what we're all about. Of course.
No. It's not what we're all about.
We're not about that at all.
No, but... But we have respect for women.
Absolutely.
We're only about respect for women.
Absolutely. It's
and, snacks, and snacks. And snacks. And snacks. So this conversation makes me completely queasy and uncomfortable.
But it has to be had.
You got to have the conversation.
Yeah.
That's what love is. That's discipline and love right there, to do the things that you don't want to do because certain things need to be said.
Agreed.
You agree with me?
That's love.
Yeah. So if I slip a Mickey into a toddy, that's neither here nor there.
Well, no, I think that's relevant. You slip a Mickey into a toddy,
right.
Which is another way of saying if I put a date rape drug into my girlfriend's drink.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you said that's neither here nor there.
No, that isn't here nor there.
I would say here nor there really means it's not relevant to the conversation.
It's not relevant to the conversation.
We're
not
talking. I feel like it is.
Okay. My point was only that those two things are different.
Then what? Respect for women?
Respect for women. Paramount, first and foremost.
That's all we're about.
That's what we're about. That's
from soup to nuts, that's us.
That's the platform of mates.
Yes.
Respect for women.
Yes.
Right? RFW.
A distant second, snacks.
Yeah. Snacks takes priority in terms of the podcast.
But that's not what we're about.
But what the podcast is about,
respect for women. Ratings?
I think ratings.
Ratings.
Ratings. Beep, beep. Now, shoot. I'm coming out.
Come out.
Hey, here. Oh, no, you took me.
Stormtroopers hit the ground. Well, Devil Dog, you know, from Downton Abbey to date rape, you've really taken us on a journey today.
Devil Dog, you are reliable. Mm-hmm. You know, You're not newfangled. You know, I can picture some kid in Keds skipping home, you know, got a mush Devil Dog from out of the rucksack there and chowing down and underneath the tree. You know, I'm glad you're part of the discussion. I'm proud to share 50 with you.
Oh, you were the guest of honor today, Devil Dogs, and I feel like you're not the guest of honor enough.
Yeah, I will agree with Magic sentiment there. Somehow, is it possible to be an icon and be overlooked? Because I think you've managed to do it, Devil Dog.
Yeah, well, I think you are what Betty White was even 7-8 years ago.
Yeah, Betty White, glad she's in the discussion, happy to have her. You know, she was great on the Mary Tyler Moore
show.
She's
been great in so many things.
We love her, and so many things she's been great in. But look,
never celebrated until very recently. No. Now we're celebrating her.
Not up for awards.
No.
You know, and nor necessarily really should she have been up for awards. Good job, great. A lot of people doing a great job, but we love you. We love you, Betty White.
Happy to have you.
Happy that you're around.
Please hang out.
Now it's like, boy.
A lot of Betty White.
Oscar, better give her an Oscar. She didn't do a movie. Better give her an Oscar.
Right.
A lot of Betty White.
Right.
So, Devil Dog, somehow, you're the Betty White of snacks.
Yeah. You've
from
managed,
10 years ago.
Right. You've managed to endure, Devil Dog.
And perhaps you'll have your day. And you know what? I don't think anyone would be happier to watch you have that kind of latter-day Betty White success. Until then... 50, nice even number for me, 5.
5. See you next week.
See you next week.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.